Let's go ahead and have you start with stating your name and title for the record, please.
Sure. My name is Tracy Weiland, and I am a researcher, author, and speaker.
All right. Well, Tracy, today we are talking about new graduates, and everyone's been graduating the past couple weekends. Now the next step in their careers is to move on to jobs, careers, what they went to school for, applying those degrees. To get there, they have to write some resumes, and we're talking today about common mistakes that new grads make on their resumes. So one of the first things you talk about is spamming resumes. So let's give a little bit of insight into what that is and why that's a mistake for new grads.
Sure. So many people mistakenly think that a resume is actually going to get them a job. And as a result of that, they start spamming every job that's out there. But in reality, a resume gets you an interview for a very specific job opening. So a new graduate should really start to look at the job openings and analyze them if they're a good fit or not. So, for example, most job openings will have criteria and requirements, usually at the bottom of the page. And a new graduate needs to look at that and say, well, if it asks you for 5 years of experience, this is probably one that I should not apply to. And I think in their excitement, graduates just start sending resumes everywhere, and they really shouldn't.
Now, what is one of the reasons why a graduate should not send out their resumes to all these different places? Because in their minds, at least I know for me it was this case, you think the more jobs you apply to, the better are your chances to get a job. So what is the main reason why this is not a good idea?
Right. So there's two reasons why. One is you might have a human being like a recruiter or a hiring manager who is looking for specific matches to the job opening. They'll be looking for experience, industry, functional area, years, and education. If you don't meet that criteria, they give a 20 or second 30 scan, you're not going to get their attention at all. The second reason is now we have software, and the software almost does the job of the recruiter, and it will parse, right? Applicant tracking systems are software systems that actually aggregate resumes, and then they parse them, and they look for the key criteria of the job opening. And again, it's all about the job opening. What is the criteria that they're looking for? Do you match that? If not, you'll never get a chance.
Absolutely. The second mistake that you know is that resumes are too long and not focused. You said earlier that recruiters take about 20 to 30 seconds to look over the resume. So what tips can you give new grads to keep their resume short?
That's right. You need to look at the resume as a very powerful one page, especially for graduates. You don't have a lot of experience, and that one page has to really tell the story of why you are the perfect fit for that job opening. And so I would say look for the keywords in the job opening and match them. Also make sure that you include in experience that you've aggregated through your college or high school years. It could be a summer job. It could be an internship. It could be volunteer work. This all counts. This all counts as experience. And write it up as a job person would, can, you know, easily translate it into the workplace.
Absolutely. Another mistake you mention is applying for jobs that you are not qualified for. And this is kind of a two-part question. What are some tips that grads can take as far as applying to jobs that they are qualified for? And this kind of segues into what if you don't have that experience, if they're requiring you to have 5 years experience, but you just graduated. So what would you say to those students?
Right. So first of all, you need to always ask yourself, who will hire me? And this is based on, what did you major in? If you're a finance major and you're interested in a job in finance, then you need to tell that story. You can include in your coursework, you can include in any experience or volunteer work that you did in finance, and then only pursue those jobs. Remember that many companies today have on the career section of their website specific jobs and job openings, and some even have leadership rotation programs specifically for graduates. So make sure you look at the job and say, is this really relevant to me? Many of the job boards have special areas now that university and high school graduates can go to. They understand that you don't have the experience. They're looking for ways to integrate you into the firm and give you that experience. do not go after jobs that say senior manager, director, vice president. You know, you remember I talked about software. Well, you know, many of these firms aggregate all of these resumes, and if they see 100 of them coming in inappropriately, they will just move you off the table and not even consider you for anything.
Now, another one that you know is lying, and I feel like this kind of goes into it, kind of saying that you have skills that you don't really have. So how can this hurt you, and what tips do you have as far as students lying on their resumes?
You know, you have to realize that we live in a very transparent world, a very technology-based world, and you will be Googled. That's the first thing an employer, a hiring manager, or a recruiter will do. They also will look for discrepancies from your resume to your LinkedIn profile. Do the dates match? Does the education match? Does the career, you know, does the college match? Does the college exist? People have lied about a number of things. So just expect that people will do background checks, financial checks if you're applying for finance jobs. They'll do drug tests, reference checks. They'll check your education, and they'll even check your credit. So nothing can be hidden anymore, and don't assume that you can, you know, get by the system, because people will find you out and you will be eliminated from the process.
Now, one thing that I don't see on this press release, but I've had experience with in the last couple jobs I've applied for, is social media. A lot of people or students think that that is kind of off limits to employers, but I know that employers do look at that, and they look at what you post on social media, photos, statuses, things like that, and they have access to it. It's a public profile. Do you have any tips on students keeping their social media appropriate, knowing that employers do look at that?
Yes, and I think it is very important, because an employer will look at your social media. You know, today you can have a professional page and then also a private page. You can decide what's on your timeline or not. But here's what I encourage students to do. Use that social media to build your brand. Just think about, if you were in marketing or an event planner, why don't you start to talk about or blog about all of the events that you planned in high school or college, or how you helped the neighbor, or do some sort of, you know, newsletter type of blog, or tweet about interesting catering tips that you found. You can use social media in a very powerful way to help you build your brand, in addition to having a very tight LinkedIn profile and also having your resume.
Absolutely. Those are some really fantastic tips that I think that would really benefit a lot of students. Now, if our listeners want to learn a little bit more about resume writing and applying for jobs, how can they do that?
Sure. So my website is TracyWeilen.com, which is TracyWeilen.com. I'm on Twitter at Tracy Weilen, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram, and I hope that students will link with me and reach out to me with any questions.